Before you begin listening to this session, be sure that you give yourself enough uninterrupted time to sit and listen to it quietly for at least 20 to 25 minutes. This session is designed to be listened to while relaxing. Do not listen to it while driving a motor vehicle or doing anything else that may be dangerous. Turn off any beepers or phones, including cell phones. Put any pets outside of the room that you are being hypnotized in, as they may jump on your lap and disturb you during your session. Now sit in a comfortable, out-of-the-way seat, supporting your neck and back, preferably. Be sure that there is nothing else in the area that may disturb you during your session. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and exhale. Take a second deep breath, as deep as you can, and exhale. And on your third deep breath, hold it for about 3 seconds. And exhale and relax. With each breath that you take, allow yourself to relax deeper and deeper. I'd like you to begin to relax all the muscles in your head, starting with your forehead, your eyes, and your eyelids. Relax your cheeks, your mouth, and even your jaw. Relax all those muscles in your head, and while you are thinking about relaxing all the muscles in your head, begin to think about relaxing all the muscles in your neck and shoulders. That's right, relax all those muscles in your neck and shoulders. And while you're thinking about relaxing all of those muscles in your neck and shoulders, your arms are becoming more and more relaxed. Now pay attention to your body and realize how your head, neck, and shoulders have begun to relax even more now that you're relaxing your arms. All the way down to your fingertips. And while you are thinking about relaxing your arms more and more, think about how relaxed your chest and your stomach is becoming. Allow your chest and your stomach to relax and just let go. Get rid of any tension that might be in those areas. While your arms are relaxing and becoming very, very heavy. And while you are allowing your arms to become free from stress and tension, think about removing the tension from the rest of your body. Feel that relaxation move downward. And with every breath that you take, allow that relaxation to grow more and more. As it goes down through your hips and your thighs, all the way down through your legs, and all the way down to your feet and even your toes. You're relaxing more and more, and you can feel that relaxation once again moving downwards. Starting at the top of your head, moving down through your neck, down through your back, down through your hips. And while you feel the relaxation going down through your hips, you realize even more how the stress and tension are moving out of your legs down through your feet, and right out through your toes, leaving you totally relaxed and completely at ease. I'd like you to imagine that directly in front of you, within your arm's reach, is a white grease board. I'd like you to imagine that you are picking up a black marker and drawing a large circle in the center of the grease board about 15 inches in diameter. It is important that you do not damage the circle in any way throughout this whole exercise. It must remain intact. Now I'd like you to imagine that you are drawing a capital letter A in the center of the circle, but you draw it small enough that it does not touch the circle at any point so as to not damage the circle. Draw it as perfectly and as crisp as you can. Good. Now with your non-writing hand, imagine that you are picking up an eraser and erasing the letter A that you just drew. Be careful not to damage the circle in any way. Good. Now draw a capital letter B, but this time draw it backwards, smaller than the circle again. Careful not to damage it. As perfectly as you can. Good. Now, erase the capital letter B. Now draw a capital letter C backwards, taking your time, concentrating on your task. And now erase the letter C. Now hold on for a few moments while I further explain your instructions. When I tell you to go ahead, you will continue drawing each letter of the alphabet in the circle, starting with the letter D backwards and then the letter E, drawing each letter backwards and then erasing it, and then the next one, being careful not to damage the circle, taking your time to draw them as perfectly as possible. But once I have you begin, once you start, I want you not to listen to me anymore, not to follow my instructions. I will be speaking to you, of course, and you will be hearing me. But try not to follow my instructions, as I will be speaking directly to your subconscious mind, which always hears and always pays attention. Your job will be to continue drawing each letter of the alphabet backwards until you get to the letter Z. Once you have drawn and erased the backward letter Z, you can then listen to me once again. Because at that point, you will be very relaxed and open to suggestion. So let's go ahead and begin now by drawing the letter D backwards, smaller than the circle, and then erasing it, paying no further attention to me, just drawing the letter E backwards and erasing it, and then the next one. With each letter you draw in the circle and each letter you erase, you become more open to suggestion. With each letter that you draw and each letter that you erase, you are more peaceful, more relaxed. The closer you come to the letter Z, the more open-minded you become. With each letter you draw, you are becoming more accepting, absorbing all of the positive suggestions you are about to receive. With each letter you draw, you come closer and closer to attaining your goal. You are now happy and delighted whenever you think of the things that you would like or need to accomplish. It feels good to have a purpose to direct your energies towards each day. If there is work to do, it feels good to do it and to complete it. Any assignments, homework, or household tasks or chores are actually fun to do and complete. When you are at work or school, you feel calm and relaxed about anything added to your list that will require your time and attention later in the day, week, or even year, because you now have a strong sense of motivation and purpose. You even feel peaceful about doing these tasks and completing all that is required to be successful at work, school, or even at home. Now, when there is an assignment or project, you get it done at the earliest time possible, knowing that this way you can also find time to do other things you value and enjoy. You simply do what needs to be done and move on with ease and enjoyment during the whole process. It feels so good to complete things that you wonder why you waited so long in the past to get them done. And you feel great about yourself and your life, as you should, because you deserve to feel good about yourself. And now you are doing the things that reflect that good feeling more and more often. I would like you to use your imagination right now. Your subconscious mind responds best to emotions and imagination. So imagine yourself sitting comfortably in front of a large movie screen. And imagine that you are seeing a motion picture of yourself. See it as vividly and in as much detail as possible. See yourself in this motion picture reacting successfully in the ideal situation, having already have attained your goal. As you are imagining yourself as this successful person, see yourself as the main actor or lead person on your screen. How do you feel now that you have become the person that you would like to be? Feel the emotions. What would you be feeling? What are you feeling? Maybe confidence, pride, fulfillment. Maybe satisfaction, relief, or happiness. What emotions are you feeling exactly? Let those emotions fill you up. Let them grow within you. I'd also like you to think about and feel what you think is different. What is different now that you have attained your goal? How has your life changed? Are you enjoying any more freedoms associated with this attainment? Think about them. Get them clearly in your mind as you imagine yourself standing in front of you on that motion picture screen. See the details. What are you wearing? What are you doing? What else is there that you can notice that is associated with this now orderly achievement? Remember, the imagining of yourself doing something with enough detail is equal to the actual experience as far as your subconscious mind is concerned. So see yourself for just a few more moments having achieved your new habit. You have created and attained a new positive habit. You have allowed the past disorder to fade away like an unwanted memory. And now you move forward. The disorder of the past has been replaced with order. The dysfunctionality replaced with functionality. So once again, feel that wonderful sense of satisfaction and achievement. At the count of five, you will come back to the here and now, feeling wonderful in every way and so much better than before. One, beginning to come all the way back. Two, feeling wonderful in every way. Three, feeling relaxed and so much better than before. Four, your eyes are starting to open now. And five, eyes wide open, fully awake, and feeling fine.